I wish I could close my ears. Sometimes I really don't want to hear some things, like clean your room.
Well, did you know that some sea lions can close their ears? That's how God made them. Thanks for tuning in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. As always, my name is Zach. So, did you know that sea lions can close their ears when they dive deep under the water? God made them with this special ability so that they could protect their ears. Pretty cool, huh? Well, you can kind of do the same thing. Next time you hear bad language or dirty jokes, you can choose to close your ears by not paying attention or by even walking away. When you do that, you'll be filling your heart and mind with only good things. Philippians 4:8 says, "Think about what is true and honorable and right and pure and beautiful and respected." Our story today is called Sea Lion Ears. "Sea Lion Caves," read Graham. He pointed to a sign next to the road along the Oregon coast. "We're there!" Dad nodded and drove into the parking lot. Soon the family stood in the underground viewing area, close enough to see, smell, and hear the roaring creatures. When a torpedo-shaped body with a whiskered, cat-like face slid through the water and clambered up onto the cave floor, Dad took out his phone. "That type of seal is called the Stellar Sea Lion," he said. "This website says the spots that look like dimples on the side of the seal's head are tiny ears. Most seals just have openings, but the Stellar Sea Lion is an eared seal. When it dives, those little ear flaps cover the openings, and when it surfaces, the ears open up again." "Wow, that's cool," said Graham. After watching the sea lions for a while, Graham and his family returned to their car and went on their way. As they drove, they talked about the seals. "Why didn't God give me ears that would close?" Graham asked, laughing at the thought of his ears opening and closing. "I'd like to be able to shut some things out that I didn't want to hear." "I thought you could do that already," said Mom, pretending to be surprised. "You never seem to hear me when I tell you to clean your room." Graham smiled sheepishly. He knew she was teasing, but he suspected she wasn't totally joking either. "That's a good point," said Dad. "God didn't give you ear flaps, Graham, but he did give you the ability to open and close your ears in another way. You can open your ears by listening to what's being said and close them by not paying attention. It's important to open your ears to what your parents, teachers, and especially God have to say." "That's right," said Mom. "God often uses parents and teachers to help us understand what he tells us in the Bible, the truth about what Jesus did to save us and how we should live as God's children. We need to open our ears so we can hear and obey." Well, how about you? Have you ever tried to open and close your ears? Though you don't have ear flaps like a sea lion, you can choose to listen or ignore what others say. When parents and teachers are talking to you, pay attention to their words. Most important of all, open your ears to what God says in the Bible. It tells us how much He loves us and how we can have a relationship with Him, and Christian parents and teachers can help us learn more about Him too. Our key verse is Mark 4:9.
"Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear."
And our key thought, open your ears to God's truth. Hey, I just wanted to give a big congratulations to everyone who's taken part in my Word with Zach summer reading program, and an extra special high five if you're on track to finish all 3 months of reading. And I wanted to let you know that you can get the brand new Word with Zach pin for your backpack just in time to go back to school. When your family donates to support the reading program, I'll send you one of this year's special pins. Donate now and find out how you can get a personal video message from me when you go to wordwithzach.org. That's wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.